call Martin Zender the Extreme?
Because Martin Zender is the Extreme.
Good morning, this is Martin Zender, the Extreme, coming to you from my laundry room studio. I'm really not extreme, but in an era of political correctness, in an era where people just don't want to make waves or offend people, I seem to be extreme. But in reality, ladies and gentlemen, I am normal. This is the way people are supposed to be. People are supposed to be like me. Outspoken, sure, tough, not tough, loving, love is tough. And this is normal. I'm normal. It's the age we live in that is abnormal. And since it's an abnormal age, I look like a freak of nature against it. But I'm not a freak of nature. I'm a freak of making sense for a living. Yes, well, another favorite line from Twister, of course. Good question. It's at the same scene when they're sitting at the lunch table. And that poor girl who's been thrown into this parliament of lunatics who chase Twisters. By the way, I would be one of those people. I really would. I'm thinking, you know, doing it myself. If one showed up, I would chase it. She's asking about different levels of tornadoes, and the wild people start telling her about the Fujita scale of tornadoes, and they said, "Oh, that one we just saw, that was a category 2." She says, "What's that?" And Bill, the Extreme, says, "Oh, that'll give you considerable damage, roofs torn off, frame houses, mobile homes moved around a little bit." F3, he says, "Yeah, that will overturn a train." F4 will rearrange your house. Then this woman, there's a pregnant pause, and this woman says, she has a Texas drawl, "Is there such thing as an F5? One of the tornado chasers says, "The finger of God." Great line. "Let the finger of God." It's like so profound. The destruction, actually, that you call it the finger of God. I guess I like it because it's a suggestion of the tribulation. I told you about that tornado that I waited for in Bessemer, Alabama. All the lightning and the thunder surrounding it, it was the finger of God. I remember thinking at that point, it was 10 o'clock at night, I was so happy to be a friend of God, to be one who was reconciled to God, who was given the Spirit to recognize that God is conciliated to me. As this thunder and lightning boomed, and I felt so safe. I felt like I could throw myself into the tornado. The tornado went right down the street, took a roof off, 5-10 houses down from where I was. They told me I was a fool for being outside, and I was. It was stupid. I couldn't help it. Fatal attraction, I think they call that. The finger of God. All right. Back to A.E. Knock. I'm reading this. This is why. Usually I'm just touching on this and expounding. I'm still doing a little bit of that, but I'm reading it because of the little bit of humor involved here with someone writing in 1930 talking about the evils of movies and theater and television. Well, maybe not television because it had not been invented yet, but how worse things are today. And yet at the same time, I'm going to qualify that by saying that it's our fault if we become drunk by this stuff. The stuff itself isn't evil. It's our stupid fault. From A.E. Knock in the book, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ. "The Jew has learned that more money can be made in pandering to the impure impulses of the Gentiles than in any other way." This is partly true. Although I think these impulses are not impure in themselves. I mean, we have an impulse for pleasure. We have an impulse for beauty. We have an impulse for entertainment. We have an impulse to have our senses dulled a little bit by the miracle of brandy in order to take the edge off this insanely evil life. And apart from these things, we would all kill ourselves. The pleasure of reading. So the Jews control the print media. Okay, so what, we're not going to read? We're not going to get magazines. Oh, Conde Nast, controlled by Israelite interests, and they produce that evil Sunday insert in your Sunday newspaper where you can read about celebrities. It's fun to read about celebrities. I'm sorry. Call it gossip? Yeah, it's fun to follow some of these people. I like to watch Lady Gaga, and I like to watch the paparazzi follow her around. There are clips on YouTube. It's just fun. I don't know why. There was another YouTube video of Tom Hanks on the streets of New York City, and he's being followed around by the paparazzi. I guess because it's real. You're so used to seeing these celebrities in their theatrical element, whether it's on the giant screen or it's on the little television in your home, that when you see them in real life, it's freaky. Like when I saw George Stephanopoulos. That's George Stephanopoulos. He's eating an ice cream cone. Oh my gosh. I feel like an idiot. Kind of. But in another way, I cut myself some slack because it's interesting. Now, if I had begun stalking George Stephanopoulos, I'd be more likely to stalk Lady Gaga. But if you're watching Miss Gaga, I would not do that. I will admire from afar. Yes, I will. So it's a matter of tasting as apart from getting drunk. So I think Mr. Knock here, as you're about to see, is a little squeamish. I think he's a bit square. I think he's a bit puritanical. And I think now he has legitimate concerns about what this becomes. Let me just continue reading here. The Jew has learned that more money can be made in pandering to the impure impulses. I would leave impure out. I would just put impulses of the Gentiles. His craving for gold leads him to become a channel of corruption. I believe that's true. I believe this is a corrupting factor. That word is huge. Corrupt. Oh my gosh. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 for you here really soon. Remind me to do that. Channel of corruption. That is so true. Satan was a channel of corruption for Eve. And we think that it takes some gigantic evil thing to corrupt people. But it's just a drip, drip, drip influence. It's a constant influence. It's the wearing away. It's the Colorado River wearing away the Grand Canyon. You want to know the results of a river? Look at the Grand Canyon. It's like, well, it's also the results of the flood of Noah and the disruption of the world. But it's just a constant dripping that makes you nuts. Or that makes you nuts on one hand, depending on what we're talking about, or eventually demoralizes you. And again, these things are so subtle, therein lay their danger. The Gentiles' lust for pleasure is the most profitable field for Jewish speculation. I don't doubt that. To each their own pleasure. The pleasure for some is the receipt of the intoxicant because it takes the edge off their pain. And we all have pain. And aspirin is made out of the bark of a tree. Aspirin makes you feel better. How does aspirin know where to go? You have a headache, it cures your headache. You have a knee ache, it cures your knee ache. How does the aspirin know to go to the head or to the knee? Have you ever thought of that? It's a bit of a joke. But my point there with the aspirin, I guess, would be that it's a help. It's something God gave us to ease our pain. Another of my favorite lines from a movie, from The Field of Dreams, eases pain. We all need our pain eased. The Jews, recognizing that most people in this world want their pain eased, have speculated and capitalized upon enterprises that do just that, whether it's print or motion picture. Speaking of motion picture, the sanctity of wealth is now recognized in all courts and among all nations. This protects them from the terrible losses they once sustained. Now, wealth is a protectant. Wealth is a layer of blubber around your organs that will keep you from harm. The power of wealth overrides all else. Laws, police, courts, all cringe before it. The way is clear for Babylon to usurp the economic crown of all the earth. How much time do I have? Okay, this is great. I got to go. Remind me, I'm looking at that word corrupt. Remember, his craving for gold, that is the Israelites. Craving for gold leads him to become a channel of corruption. Keep that in mind. A. Enoch, again, listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, even though I know, this is Knock, even though I know practically nothing about the theatrical business, I am quite sure that it is under exclusively Jewish control. You're so right. There may be exceptions, but there are too few to affect the issue. Producing, booking, operating, all is in their hands. And from all that I have read of the theatrical situation, the moral degeneration of the theater under Jewish domination has been so sickening that even decent people of the world without any religious bias are disgusted. Laws are passed against indecent exhibitions. Now, whatever Mr. Knox's idea is of an indecent exhibition, if he were alive today to see what some people think are indecent exhibitions, he would be shocked. I happen to think that indecent exhibitions, maybe he's talking about nudity or language. I have no problem with nudity. I have no problem with language. But these things must be imbibed of with measure. I think that in some circumstances, God gave us the four-letter word as a release of pressure. And sometimes a four-letter word is the only thing that will do. And you can say shoot instead of shit. That's your problem. It's the same thing. Sorry. What's the difference between one vowel? No difference. Actually, you're adding an extra vowel. Two O's, replacing it with an I. Go ahead and do it. People say freaking instead of the other F word. I have no problem saying it. I could say it all day, but I just don't want to offend certain people. I don't want to overly offend people, so I'm not going to use my liberty to mess you up and say Martin Zender says terrible things. Jeepers Creepers is a euphemism for Jesus Christ. And again, anybody who says Jesus Christ is not taking his name in vain. I've been through that before. So I think that Mr. Knock might be a bit squeamish, a bit morally squeamish. He might be a product of puritanical mores, of the dictates of society. We all know, who have looked into Scripture, that God is much more liberal concerning these things, i.e., nudity, alcohol, language, than Western society is. Peter denied the Lord with a curse, and our Lord predicted that he would do that. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And Peter denied him with a curse. I don't frickin' plackin' bop-bop zippity bippity zeep 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 know the man. Jesus didn't condemn him for cursing, he condemned him for denying him. Unbelievable. The level of tolerance, intolerance of legitimate things. It's not the, anything is, Paul says nothing is evil of itself, but to the man who thinks it's a sin. This is an incredible statement Paul makes. Where is that? 1 Timothy? Nothing is evil of itself, but the one who thinks it is, to the him it is. So it's there's those who are strong of faith and those who are weak of faith. It's the weak of faith who can't eat certain things. It's the weak of faith who can't say a four-letter word when something goes terribly wrong. It's the weak of faith who can't look at Janet Jackson's breast for 1 second at a Super Bowl halftime show and freak out. So it was her nipple. I don't care. The nipple is fantastic. Why is it that we can show the whole breast, but we can't show that evil nipple? It's a nipple, Martin. You just can't look at a nipple. Why? That's what the babies go for. They suck on the nipple. It's a beautiful thing. So for some reason, you can show the rest of the breast. It's fine. But that functional part of the breast, ooh, no, 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 no. We have to stay away from that. That'll corrupt us. That will take us down. It will destroy our children to see Janet Jackson's nipple for one half of a second. Our society is one gone mad. And I think the A.E. Knock is along that line. I think Mr. Knock would probably squeal like a girl if he had seen the Super Bowl, the famous Super Bowl halftime show, where there was the world famous wardrobe malfunction. Ridiculous. I could have watched it for an hour. I'd suspend the second half of the game and just let's see Janet Jackson's breasts. What is wrong with that? It's fantastic. It's beautiful. I have no problem with it. I'd probably get tired of it by the third quarter. I could take 15 minutes of it and just like, that's fantastic, but I would like to see the rest of the game. But to have people freaking out over a 1/8 of a second exposure, we got problems in this country. And the weird thing is, this is actually driving people to the opposite extreme. Because whenever you put a thou shalt not on something, it makes people want to shout. Doesn't it? Thou shalt not. That makes me want to shout. Thou shalt not look at Janet Jackson's nipple. Really? Well, that makes me want to shout. Look at that thing. And because we have this freedom, you see, because we are able to go to Amazon and buy things, because we are able to look at naked people once in a while and feel good about it, because we are able to expel our frustrations. Mark Twain said this. I'll end with this. This is a great quote. I wish this was in scripture. Mark Twain said this. He says, when angry, count to 10. When very angry, curse.